Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Today is quite a big day across history for many reasons. Something we do each morning is have a look at those events and talk about them in pub ammo at about 6 o'clock. Now, this morning I left three of those events out, and they're probably three of the bigger ones, because I don't think it's just enough to say what happened. I think we have to actually relive that experience.
Yeah, okay. So what sort of things are we talking?
I think we'll just get into our time machine. I've got one here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take you back and we'll just experience them together.
This is great. You're finally letting me in the time
finally
machine.
Finally using the time machine.
Whoa.
Oh, it's very loud. Yeah, it might get a little bumpy and clunky.
My ears are popping.
I'm so sorry. It's okay. We've arrived. Bob, we're actually back in 1483. This is the opening of the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican. You've been before, haven't you?
No, I...
You've never seen it before?
No.
Oh, well, you're going to now in its true original form. Let's have a listen to the opening. Gentlemen and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I officially open the Sistine Chapel. I will now take you on a guided tour. Please step this way and don't touch anything.
Could use a coat of paint.
There you go. Wow, it sounds like that might be the start, because Michelangelo hasn't painted the Sistine Chapel yet.
No.
Maybe that guy was the reason it happened. Look, let's hop back in the time machine again. We're getting a little closer to home this time, Bob. It's going to be 1851. This is the year that gold was first discovered in Ballarat. Shall we hear how that's going to go down?
Well, John Dunlop, we are 10 kilometres from Buninyong, where gold was discovered just days ago. Let's try our luck.
Indeed, James Regan, for not to try at all is to fail instantly.
Did you hear that?
Surely not.
It's gold!
We must not tell anyone of this and claim the £200 reward for ourselves.
Gold, you say? Wait till I tell the newspapers. Then everyone will know the name Henry Frenchman.
There you go. Because I heard about Henry Frenchman. He dobbed them in and claimed the gold for himself.
Oh, that's a nice bit of history. Were they maybe our ancestors, I wonder?
Maybe. They sound kind of like us, right?
I have never traced back my family tree that far. But...
yeah, well, maybe it's worth it. Look, one more stop to make closer into our time period, Bob. But a major event nonetheless. We're going to 1981. This was the year the first private mobile phone call in Australia was made. It was made on Telstra, which was then Telecom, on a car phone worth $17,000 in 2011 standards. So I'd love to hear how that's going to go.
Sir, how does it feel to be about to make the first ever private mobile phone call?
Fabulous. This cost me $5,000, you know, and now I can call my mummy from anywhere in Australia.
Well, show us how it works.
Mum? Mummy? I can't hear you. Hang on. Mum? The reception's bad. Let me walk over here. Is that better? Mum? Mum?
That's about how I probably thought it would go.
Yeah.
Still the same problem to this day, all these years later. Look, let's get back into the present. Bob, thank you for coming along to experience such major events happening on the 9th of August with me.
Oh, it's nice to be back in the year 2023.
How's the year 2023? Oh, no.
Oh, you've sent me back to the wrong time.
Oops-a-daisy.